Hi, and thanks for downloading another Marlins Rewind. Today is the last Marlins game at Petco Park, but in less than a month, everybody's eyes will be on San Diego for the All-Star Game. Today's Fish Family bonus code is ASG, and remember to vote for the Marlins at MLB.com. Miami posted a monster night Monday offensively and followed up with the second straight win against the Padres last night. On the West Coast Rewind, Mr. Glenn Geffner.
Well, the Marlins make it back-to-back victories at Petco Park tonight. They ride a five-run first inning to a 5-2 victory over the Padres. They'll go for a series sweep. Well, Drew Pomeranz came in a hot starter for the Padres, a 2.44 ERA, best in the staff, number 8 in the National League. He had a 1.52 ERA in his first five starts here at Petco Park, but that ERA blew up in inning number 1 tonight. He walked the leadoff man Adani Echevarria. Etch went to second on a Martin Prado single. With one out, Marcelo Ozuna walked, loading the bases, but Giancarlo struck out, so the Marlins needed a clutch two-out hit with the bases loaded, two down. They called on Chris Johnson.
Pomeranz, the tall lefty, to the plate, and the ball is cracked on the ground into the hole at short. Up with it, Ramirez, and cannot get the ball out of the glove to make the throw to second. A run scores, Etch is home from third, 1-0 Marlins, but a ground ball into the hole hit by Chris Johnson.
But the Marlins weren't done with the bases still loaded and two down. Pomeranz fell behind Jeff Mathis, 3-1. The question we were batting around in the booth was, should they give Mathis the 3-1 take sign with the bases loaded? Well, it's a good thing they didn't.
Here's a 3-1 pitch, and Mathis swings on the pitch, hits a high fly ball to deep left. Going back is Melvin Upton, looking up, and it is gone. A grand slam home run for Jeff Mathis. Some take. Four runs with one swing of the bat and a 5-0 first inning lead for the Marlins.
For Jeff Mathis, his third career grand slam, his second against the Padres, and that is without question our move of the game tonight, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Making his 100th Marlins start, Tom Kohler was staked to a 5-0 lead before he even threw a pitch. He worked the scoreless first inning, but in the second, with one out, he gave up a double to third baseman Ryan Schimp, making his major league debut for the Padres tonight. Schimp was at third base after a Christian Bethencourt ground ball with two down. The number 8 man, Alexi Amarista, coming up.
Amarista drives the ball over the shortstop Echevarria, out into left, knocks in a run, and it's a 5-1 game.
And it was still 5-1 in the last of the fourth inning, with two outs and nobody on against Kohler. Christian Bethencourt ripped a double, another man in scoring position, again for the number 8 man Amarista with two outs and the pitcher on deck. 1-2 pitch is driven down the right field line. Stanton races over, can't get it, down for a hit. He cuts it off, but around third coming home, Bethencourt and Amarista's come through for the second time. A two-out RBI single, and the Padres cut the lead to 5-2. And in the fourth inning, we were done with scoring for the night in this ballgame. Pomeranz, after the five-run first inning, got through five, allowing five runs on five hits. He walked five, struck out six, allowed the grand slam to Jeff Mathis. He threw 104 pitches, 57 strikes tonight. Kohler, meanwhile, was able to make it through six tonight, giving up those two runs on six hits. He walked one, equal to season best with 8 strikeouts tonight for TK in his 100th big league start. 98 pitches, 64 strikes. The Padres got two scoreless innings out of both Carlos Villanueva and Kevin Quackenbush out of their bullpen. Villanueva allowed a hit. That was it. Quackenbush, six up, six down. For the Marlins, well, they got the starter through six with a three-run lead. That meant it was time for Bearclaw, Phelps, and Ramos in the seventh inning. Kyle Bearclaw walked the leadoff man, Alexi Amarista. Amarista stole second base, went to third in a wild pitch, but Bearclaw came back to strike out pinch hitter Travis Jankowski and then John Jay. He got Will Myers to fly to right, and he'd worked to score the seventh inning. David Phelps, pitching for the first time since Friday, like Bearclaw, like Ramos, pitched a 1-2-3 eighth inning. He struck out Matt Kemp, got Melvin Upton Jr. to fly to center, and then Alexi Ramirez hit a soft liner back to the pitcher to end that eighth. And in the ninth, it was time for A.J. Ramos. A.J. looking to wrap up his 20th save of the season. Got the first man, Ryan Schimp, on a fly ball to right after Christian Bethencourt singled. Alexi Amarista struck out, so the Padres are down to their final shot with A.J. looking to slam the door in the ninth.
Now the pitch, and a ground ball to the left side. Echevarria has this. throws to first base, handled there by Chris Johnson, and the Marlins have won the ball game. They have beaten the San Diego Padres 5-2 with a five-run first inning, the highlight of which was a Mathis grand slam.
So for the Marlins tonight, five runs, six hits, no errors, six men left on base. For the Padres, two runs, seven hits, no errors. They leave seven. Tom Kohler, the winning pitcher, he's won back-to-back starts for the second time this year. He improves to 5-6. Drew Pomerantz, the loser, he drops to 5-7. For A.J. Ramos, save number 20 on the season. 20 out of 20 to begin the year. 29 straight saves converted going back to September of last year. Third longest active streak in baseball. Time of the game was 3 hours even tonight. And a crowd of 22,051 goes home disappointed as the Padres fall 5-2. Miami's back to three games over 500, 34-31 with the victory. Marlins pick up their 20th road win of the season. They're 20-15. So they've won 20 of 35 on the road. Last year, they didn't win their 20th away from home until game number 60 on the road. They're way ahead of that pace. Marlins had two innings in which they had scored five or more runs in the first 59 games of this season. But after their five-run first tonight, they've now had four such innings, five or more runs, over the last six games. The big inning in the beginning gets it done for the Marlins tonight. They beat San Diego 5-2.
No need to stay up late. We've got day baseball this afternoon. Justin Nicolino makes his first career start against the Padres. Kyle Seeloff tees us up at 3:10 before Hall of Famer Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner take the game action at 3:40. Listen at MLB.com, the MLB at Bat app, 940 Wins, and the Marlins Radio Network.